ABC Radio Australia.
The FBI in the United States is trying to repatriate more than 100 artefacts to Papua New Guinea that they say were seized as part of their largest ever single recovery of cultural property in the agency's history. A total of 42,000 individual items from all over the world, including some human remains, were found in the home of a private collector around 5 years ago. The FBI believes that many of those items had been acquired illegally. But tracking down the relevant people and determining the historical value of the PNG items is proving somewhat difficult.
A tip in 2013 led the FBI to the town of Waldron, Indiana, and to the farm of Don Miller. In his house, they found everything from Ming vases to Native American arrowheads to human remains.
Agent Tim Carpenter from the FBI's art theft program was there that day.
You can imagine my shock the first time I go into Don's house and he escorts me down the steps and, you know, the house kind of unfolds before me, or the basement unfolds before me, and it's floor to ceiling, wall to wall, every corner, lots of tables full of artifacts. And it was really kind of the environment where you had to be very careful where you walked. You know, at any moment you could bump a table and spill one of these artifacts off the table.
The home belonged to a 91-year-old man called Don Miller, who'd been a Christian missionary and had collected some 42,000 items from around the world over his lifetime. But the FBI seized just a fraction of those.
We did not seize all 42,000 artifacts. We seized those artifacts that we felt like were problematic, that were either outright illegal or, you know, had been obtained improperly. So in total, we seized about 5,000 actual artifacts. The Papua New Guinea material from that portion of the collection, I think if my memory is right, is roughly about 100 pieces, mostly ethnographic material. So it's a lot of ritualistic weapons. There are face sculptures. I think we have a couple of hand-hewn drums. I'm not an expert in, you know, PNG materials. And so that's why we rely on the archaeologists, the anthropologists, and the tribal leaders to come forward and tell us exactly what these pieces are. In any one of these collections, we do tend to find replicas, because even the collectors, you know, they get duped sometimes as well. But I feel pretty confident that the majority of this collection from PNG is actually authentic.
They've had expert help identifying and cataloging.
How do you even start with this when a collection that's this big and is this broad and covers so many cultural groups? It's a very painstaking process. We have to reach out not only to the academic community, but again, to the indigenous peoples, right? We have to reach out to tribal groups, spiritual leaders and tribal elders, particularly with Native American goods, but even with some of the indigenous groups overseas, to come in and kind of tell us what we have.
Holly Cusack-Mavay is an associate professor of anthropology and museum studies. She's now the collection's chief steward.
We have a range of objects from different time periods and different cultural traditions. The objects themselves, every material type that you can imagine. And so along with that, on the museum collections care side, there's a lot that goes into making sure that these objects are cared for properly until they do go home.
Since the items were seized 5 years ago, they've managed to repatriate just 15%, prompting the FBI to now go public with an appeal for help.
We've not had as good a response as we had hoped. This is one of the reasons why we've gone public with this investigation. Our hope is that we can generate renewed interest in this case and encourage these countries to come forward and claim their materials.
Pacific Beats also tried to contact the head of the PNG Museum multiple times with no success. But we did send some of the photos of the PNG items to a senior curator from the Maclay Museum in Sydney, Dr. Jude Philp, who works with PNG artefacts, and she told us in an email.
The items are all typical of collections from PNG of the 19th century. Although similar kinds of things are still made today for local and foreign audiences, the way that these have been made indicates most are of an older tradition.
For the FBI's Tim Carpenter, he's adamant they will keep trying to return the items. Don Miller can't be held to account now by the law because he's since died. But Agent Carpenter says they can still get justice for those whose items were taken illegally.
I like to think that we get closure and justice for this case by seeing this through and returning these ancestors and these objects that they were buried with back to their rightful place of ownership. So that's the small part that the FBI can do to right this wrong.